This is the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show podcast with me, Neil Bentley.
And me, Carly Sway.
A little bit of a shorter one this week, which is my fault because I'm going to hospital to have an operation. Don't worry about it. It's fine. Don't worry about bringing me any grapes or anything. It's fine.
I know what you're having done.
I know. What am I having done?
I know what you haven't done. Mm-hmm. Hair transplant.
Yes, that's right. Well, I thought that was what all the celebs are doing these
days.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's what I'm going to be doing in the hospital, having a hair transplant. I'm not actually, I'm actually donating my hair to Wayne Rooney.
He needs it.
Apparently so. So a little bit of a shorter podcast this week. So thank you very much to Stu looking after the breakfast show on Friday.
And what me?
No, but you're just here anyway, aren't
Thanks.
You? Part of the furniture. Well done to everybody that won themselves tickets to go to see Elton John. We gave away 19 passes this week. One of those passes were VIP.
Ooh.
All access areas, you know, a little hospitality, food, drink.
Parking.
Parking, of course.
But we should never said that now.
That's still my favourite line Carly has come out with in the past couple of months. Anyway, so there we go. And you went to see Take That.
I did. It was so exciting. It was so good.
We can't talk about it too much because we don't want to spoil it for people.
No, well, I mean, you pretty much know what they're going to sing.
Well, yeah. Well, Take That song's one, I presume.
The whole shebang.
They do go to town.
Amazing.
Good. Well, it should be 1.75 million of you have gone to watch Take That or will go to watch Take That. A lot of money in there, really.
Oh, yeah.
How much were your tickets?
They were the cheapest. I think they were 65.
65.
So they went up
pounds.
From there. We were right at the back. But it's fine.
I actually bought a ticket for a fiver and I just sit here in the studio and listen from a distance.
Yeah,
that's all I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, here are the best bits of this week's Breakfast Show.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Oh, the big topic of conversation again today. Will Cheryl Cole be on the American X Factor? Will she not be on the American X Factor? Will she be doing something else? Will she be back in the UK? I think the biggest question I have on my mind is, do I care?
I'm over it.
Yeah, me too.
Neil Bentley.
With Danny Rosencroft.
Good morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, hello.
Let's do that again. With Danny Rosencroft.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning. It's a Monday, back to normal. That can be forgiven for making
Forget
mistakes.
The microphone.
Exactly. Right, we'll start today with David Scott with us, or sadly no longer with us.
With us?
The astronaut is 79 today. Oh. Mike Gatting.
With us?
Cricketer.
Yeah.
54 today. Robert Hodgins.
No longer with us.
Robert Hodgins, a guitarist and singer with the Scottish pop band The Bluebells, is 52 today.
Oh, good.
Happy birthday to him. Jason Isaacs.
No longer with us.
48 today. Ooh. It is DC Lee's birthday, okay? The singer from the Style Council. Question is, how old is DC Lee?
64.
50 today,
Aww.
But sort of semi-good guess, that one. But
no idea.
June the 6th, back in 1930, in the US, the first frozen peas went on sale. Is that true, or has Neil made that
what
up?
What year
this
was it?
In 1930.
No, before that. Not true.
Not true. Not. It is actually a fact this morning.
Wow.
Oh, woes.
1930.
What are you doing?
What did you do if you hurt yourself before to stop a bruise coming out?
You just put some cooked peas on you. It didn't seem to work that well.
Breakfast Podcast.
I may have inadvertently stumbled across a brilliant idea this morning. Danny came into the studio just a little while ago, said her dad was on TV the other day.
Yes.
But because it was a sunny day and on his glasses, he has the sort of sun reaction thing, so they tint over when the sun's out.
Nice.
Yeah, makes sense. Then I suddenly thought, why don't we have that same technology on car windows? So that when it's sunny, instead of having to faff around putting your visors down
That's
and
nice.
Glasses on, the car windscreen would just sort of tint. Maybe just the top.
One of those ones you got the green tint, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but that's a permanent thing though, isn't
that's
it?
That's permanent.
When it's not that sunny, you can see all around your car. And then when the sun shines, tints over the car. I think, if you're listening car manufacturers, I think that is a brilliant idea.
I love it.
I'm willing to patent that idea right now.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
American TV bosses have finally put an end to the speculation whether Cheryl Cole might return to the US X Factor once and for all. They released a statement saying no. Well, actually, I'm glad we've cleared that up.
Breakfast Podcast.
Never mind the fact that rain was actually predicted.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We'll just blame Danny Rosencroft.
I'm just getting the blame. How rude.
19 minutes to 8 o'clock, Tuesday morning. This is The 7. Let's see how well you know celebrities. We'll start today with Liam Neeson. With us, or sadly no longer with us.
With us.
Of course he is. The actor is 59 today. Damien Hirst.
With us?
Yes, the artist, 46 today, Dave Navarro.
No longer with us.
Dave Navarro with the Red Hot Chili Peppers. He's 44 today. Right, it is Bear Grylls' birthday. Time has not been tough on his face.
No.
Or it has been tough, I should say. The question is, how old do you reckon Bear Grylls is?
37.
That's amazing. He is 37 today. Yes, he is. I would have put him well older than that.
I was going to say 12. He's like a kid.
Oh, do you know what I'm thinking about? I'm not thinking about Bear Grylls. I'm thinking about what's his face?
The other one.
Yeah, that's it. Sorry, it's because I read Adventure. Yeah, I know. Oh, actually, yeah, I'll let you off of that. 37, yeah, well, he is. Right. It was today, June the 7th, back in 1975, that the VCR was introduced. Is that true, or have I made that up?
Are you sure about the answer to this one?
I have no idea.
I'm going to say...
I would say the VCR, I might mean the toaster. I have no idea.
I'm going to say false.
It is actually true today. What's a woke?
Maybe it is.
What?
Ray Mears.
That's the guy I was thinking. He's ugly. it is true. It was today the VCR was launched. Well done. I'm just going to press play.
Breakfast Podcast.
This weekend, I won't give any names, but a friend hired one of these Tone at Home machines. Now, I didn't never seen one of these before in my life. And essentially, it's like a pad and you stand on it and then it vibrates. And apparently, there was a company called Flabolos who invented this thing, okay? And it vibrates at various speeds. And the idea being that it tones all your muscles because it's shaking you around, okay? Which is fine.
Okay.
Now, I don't have... a lot of flab to loss, as it were. But of course, me being me, let's get on it. Let's give it a try.
Yeah.
And I don't weigh a lot either, right? So I'm on this machine. It's quite an industrial strength machine, to be fair.
Okay.
Whack it up to 30, which is whatever. And off it went, like this. Now, you have never seen so much of me jiggle in your whole entire life. I'll be honest with you, it wasn't pretty, and I was fully clothed.
Did we not have... film of this.
We do not have film of this,
really?
I think you'll find. However, I think you should YouTube it and have a look because there must be somebody on there who's had an instant or two.
Love it.
But there was a lot of shaking and wobbling going on. Then that, of course, led me to the question, do you reckon you could eat whilst on the Flabolos machine? I don't know, like a milkshake or something.
That'd be interesting.
I think we should give that a try.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
So, yes, there's now a new solar-powered bikini that has a little cable on it so you can charge like your camera or your phone or your MP3 player.
I don't know. No.
But then I started thinking, okay, lovely sexy lady on the beach having a sunbathe in her solar-powered bikini.
Yeah.
And then you see, the problem is a man catches her eye. But you see, me being me, I'd be thinking, I could charge a lot off that bikini, to be fair, right now. So is a man going to be checking her out for, a lovely tan or, you know, a kilowatts per hour. That's the situation.
Neil Bentley.
Do you know what? I have always wondered what Premiership footballers do over the summer just to, you know, keep themselves entertained and whatever. Judging by the front of the newspapers again at the moment, I think we've all figured out exactly what they
That. They have their hair removed and replaced as well.
That's it.
So,
yeah, that's
busy summers.
It looks likely.
Neil Bentley.
Got to feel a little bit sorry for Phyllis Everson's family. They threw her a special party for her 100th birthday.
Oh, woohoo!
She got there, and she may be 100, but she's not stupid. She got there and said, I'm only 99. surprises on them. They got the date of her birth wrong.
That's not
and
good.
She was right. She was only 99. To be fair, Phyllis, 99 is pretty good going.
Yeah.
That also deserves a party, but you've got another party to look forward to next year. But a little bit of a fail there on the family's part, point
like
of view,
it.
Really.
I like it.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on The 7.
Lady Gaga there, Alejandro, she's in a little bit of trouble. She has revealed that she once swore at the Vogue editor, Anna Wintour, completely by accident, after winning the year's top style prize. At a ceremony in New York, the fashion expert Anna Wintour had texted Lady Gaga to let her know she'd won, but the singer thought the text message was from a friend, so used some choice words in reply. We'll be having that award back then, thank you.
Breakfast Podcast.
So Marilyn Monroe's famous white subway dress with the fan blowing up, that iconic dress, is up for sale, Phil.
Is it?
Now, I thought, as just a treat for you doing travel today for us at the 7, yeah. I thought we would try and buy that.
Oh, right, okay.
And you can have that as long as you wear it.
Yeah, I'll think about that one.
I'm not entirely sure we have a subway fan or anything, but we do have the air conditioning unit. So we could maybe recreate that, or maybe just the hand dryers in the toilet.
Okay.
I'm sure it won't be quite as glamorous. But I think you deserve it. All right.
All right.
Neil Bentley.
Today with Danny Wozencroft.
Good morning.
Good morning. Looking lush today,
thanks.
Danny. Is that new? Your husband's ill. He won't be listening. He's asleep in bed or something like that.
I don't know. Yes, it is new.
Anyway, see how well Danny knows her celebrities. We'll start today with Jerry Stiller with us, or sadly no longer with us.
With us.
The actor from Seinfeld, of course, Ben Stiller's dad.
Yeah.
Yes, the clue is in the surname, isn't it? 83 today. Ray Illingworth.
Ray, with us?
78, the Yorkshire-born former England cricket captain, 78 today. Millicent Martin.
No longer with us.
Millicent Martin is 76 today. Nancy Sinatra.
No longer with us.
Frank's daughter, 70.
Oh, daughter. Mm.
Right, it is today Bonnie Tyler's birthday. Total eclipse of the heart.
Never again.
Okay. The question is, how old is Bonnie Tyler?
Oh, golly gosh. 73.
59 today.
I was going to go with 60 something and I thought, nah.
Christmas card list for Bonnie Tyler. Right, it was Wednesday. Oh, sorry. It was June the 8th, I should say. Today, back in 1786, the ice cream was invented. Is
that
true?
And you knew that was a Wednesday.
I don't think it was Wednesday. I think I just made that bit up.
You made the other bit up as well.
Danny Wozencroft, you're wrong. It was today. It's ice cream's birthday today.
That's exciting.
That's not an excuse to have ice cream on
this
slightly overcast British day. Then I don't know what is.
Breakfast podcast.
It was today, June the 8th, back in 1896, that a car was stolen for the first time. Hooray! I can't help but think that this was 1896. That must have been an extremely slow getaway.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.
How was it?
Oh, don't.
Carly went to see Take That. last night. Is it, now don't spoil anything for anybody that may be listening here at the 7 that may be going, but is it the greatest show on earth?
Yeah.
Even better than the Neil Bentley Breakfast Show?
Yeah.
All right, then. Thanks.
Sorry.
Thanks, love.
Breakfast Podcast.
Danny's in the studio.
Good morning,
Shropshire. See how well you know your celebrities. We'll start today with Andrew Simmons with us, or sadly no longer with us.
With us?
Yes, the cricketer is 36 today. Lester William Paulsbus.
No longer with us.
You are correct, no longer with us. Les Paul, as he was also known.
Oh.
The guitarist would have been 96 today.
Oh.
Cole Porter.
With us.
No longer with us. Would have been 120 years old today. Right, Matthew Bellamy.
With us.
From Muse. He is. He's 33 today. Happy birthday to him. Now, it is Johnny Depp's birthday today.
Ooh.
Ooh, everybody likes a bit of Johnny Depp. Question is, though, how old is said actor?
Ooh, how old is he? I'm going to go with 38.
48 today.
Is he?
That's how young he looks.
He's
in Danny's eyes.
He's one of those Brad Pitt types. You just don't know how old he is.
Don't get him confused with Brad Pitt now. That's just a really confusing situation. Yeah, you're right, though. One of those Hollywood types. You
yeah. Has surgery? No, I don't know if he does.
No, I don't think he does. Right, it was today, June the 9th, back in 1982, that the 20 pence coin went into circulation. Is that true? Or have I made that up?
82. I'm going to go with true.
You are correct to go with true. Well done.
Neil Bentley.
Thursday, June the 9th. It was also today, a little fact Shropshire about June the 9th. In 1975, that the House of Commons was broadcast live on radio for the first time. And if we're being perfectly honest about the situation, it's not got any better since.
Breakfast Podcast.
Right, last night, Prince Charles got a chance to shake hands with a real-life ogre. That's right, at the launch of Shrek the Musical. In London. Now, I know what you're all thinking, Shropshire. You're thinking I'm going to make a Camilla joke there. I'm not going to. That's very rude. Because I know you'll have already done that yourselves.
Neil Bentley.
I think my favourite story of the day, albeit the favourite story of the week, actually, okay, is about that the exam boards have made several mistakes on this year's A-level exams, and they made another one, and it has been spotted on an A-level biology exam.
Okay.
It was a multiple choice question, yet none of the answers were correct.
How does this happen?
I don't know. Who's writing these exam
papers? Terrible.
So basically, yeah, you had the whole country of A-level biology students looking at a paper. That must be confusing. When you studied and revised and swatted for weeks on end about everything, and then get to a question where none of the answers are right. So therefore, that must just stump you even more then, thinking, well, one of these must be right. But this is not the first time this has happened.
No.
Because back in the days when I used to teach GCSE music, one year my GCSE music students, the answers were at the back of their music paper.
Oh, that's amazing.
Brilliant.
And because, they told you?
Well, they did,
How
actually.
How honest.
They did, to be fair. But what had happened is, because of PRS licensing, they printed the details of all the songs that they used on the
amazing.
At the back of the sheet of paper.
Well done.
So well done well there. Done. So it's good. It's good to know the future of education is sound, really.
The Neil Bentley Breakfast Show on the 7.